Last Sunday on Christ the King, we heard the gospel of the final judgment, where Jesus will come again to judge all people. And as you know, our readings these last few weeks of liturgical year and even the beginning of Advent are about the last things, the coming of our Lord, the end of time. And Jesus takes kind of a balanced approach in telling his disciples about the end. On the one hand, he tells us, nobody knows the day nor the hour. Many people throughout human history have claimed that they knew the day or the hour, and they've all been wrong, and they always will be wrong, because Jesus tells us quite clearly that nobody knows the time. But some people kind of focus maybe a little bit too exclusively on that, because at the same time, Jesus does tell us that there will be many signs, and that we're called to be awake and alert to interpret the signs of the times. So that we can be prepared, so that we would not be caught off guard. That's perhaps the overarching message, is be alert, be ready, be vigilant. And today in the gospel, he tells us some of those signs. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Some people, though, might hear this and say, well, those things have been happening throughout all of human history. There's always been earthquakes, and there's always been plagues. There's always been wars between nations. And that is true. But we should not allow that to lead us into kind of a complacency, but to always be awake and ready. And perhaps when all of these things are happening at the same time, in a way, in a magnitude that they have not happened before, is likely what Jesus is referring to. So no matter the time, no matter the day, no matter when, we will stand before the Lord and be judged, as we heard in the psalm. Jesus warns us to be awake, to be ready, to be prepared, to recognize the signs of the times, and to hope and pray for his coming. That's what we pray every time we pray the Our Father, Thy kingdom come.